Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. We just heard the first movement of Jacques Ibert's Flute Concerto, performed today live in our WRTI studios by our guests, Julieta Currington, flute, and Alexander Matuskin, piano. We have really a wonderful program today and some very interesting artists and a very interesting person who is responsible for getting them to us. And that's Vera Wilson, who is president and founder of Astral Artists. Welcome, Vera.
Thank you so much for inviting us here today, Jill.
I am so impressed with your wonderful roster of musicians, but tell us, the audience, a little bit quickly about how this all got started and when and what the criteria is.
Well, we actually got started in 1992, so this is our 20th anniversary, and we're very happy to be celebrating, because in the beginning, nobody really knew what the function of Astral was, given that there is the Curtis Institute and AVA and so many other wonderful musical institutions here in the city. However, the function of Astral is really to take the musicians beyond their education, their musical training and education, to the business of music and to the professional status on the stage. And with the concert series that we present and the showcasing of our artists and the very substantial outreach program that we have, which is utilized in preparation of the concert series and the enhancement of the artists' innate qualities so that they can speak to any audience, so that they can talk about themselves, about the music that they choose, about their repertoire and the programs, we have found that the artists have grown in the years that they have been with Astral, and they're really just ready to go into management.
I guess the one question that I have is, how do you find them? Do they come to you? Do you follow up and find supposed talent that is making a mark in the profession?
You know, the greatest compliment to Astral is that at this stage and certainly for the last 10 years, word of mouth has gotten around, and most of the musicians who we get to apply for our auditions have been told by other musicians, oh, you should audition for Astral.
So that's the way it goes.
It's the way it goes. Yeah. I can't say that that was so the first 10 years. First 10 years, we did a substantial amount of publicity and marketing to recruit the artists. These days, we still do that, but most of the musicians who come to us have come because some other musician has told
them. Well, your reputation has preceded you already, so that's wonderful. And you certainly do discover them. And just it's not a quick question, it's a quick answer that I'm looking for, is, has the professional situation with music and getting work and being, I guess, hired even within orchestras and so on, has that gotten much more difficult? As far as soloists are concerned, that's also a different story. We used to have community concert series and things like that. It's very, very difficult now. But I was just wondering, has it changed in your years dealing with the profession? Is there something happening?
Well, I mean, it has and it hasn't. I find that because these are emerging artists, but we've already established a track record, that we actually haven't lost a lot of interest in our musicians. Also, because the fee of our musicians is more competitive in as much as they're new artists, and so they're not commanding the $30,000 and $40,000 fees for a performance, that has made us rather attractive. So we haven't lost business. Actually, if anything, we've gained some because we're able to offer something that others maybe are not offering.
Yeah, in other words, I mean, you do offer the opportunity for them to play, which is really what we're looking for.
Well, that from the artistic side, from the booking side, it's also very attractive because we offer top-notch artists at very affordable fees. And that's good because it's a progressive thing for our artists. They start at a very affordable fee and then they build up.
Well, as their careers and their reputations build up. And it's a wonderful, wonderful start for them. And of course, you're also very selective in those that you choose. So that in itself puts you into another category right away. You say Astral, you know that it's a certain quality of artist. Thank you so very much for bringing these two wonderful, talented musicians today with you. We listen now to a work that was written by the American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths for the great French flutist Georges Barrère. Here is his poem for flute and orchestra, performed by our guests today, Julieta Currington, flute, and Alexander Matuskin, piano. We've just heard the poem for flute and orchestra by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, performed by flutist Julieta Currington and pianist Alexander Matuskin. They are performing today live in our WRTI studios. Julieta Currington, flutist, we have a lot to talk to you about, Julieta, in terms of your family and your background. Alexander Matuskin, a marvelous pianist, and I was delighted to speak with you, Alex. You've also made tracks even before you came here to Crossover. Tell us just quickly, when you got to Astral, how did that happen? What's your background?
My background? Well, I'm Russian. I was born in Russia.
Obviously,
I went to school in Germany for quite a while. I came here back when I started my New York studies. I actually saw one of the Astral printed programs that looked so good that for a year, I didn't know what Astral was, but for years I kept it in the back of my head. And when I actually saw the auditions, I applied for it and I was real lucky to get onto the roster.
Well, you also went to Manhattan School of Music.
Yes,
that's where
I
you
did.
Studied in New York, and you've got a stellar background, as well as Julieta. Both of you are, I guess, is Julieta now, you are a flutist and you are a graduate. Is it the Juilliard School?
I am. I'm a graduate of Juilliard.
Yes, of course. Well, we have some New York artists here. I always love to hear that because being from New York myself, there was always this attitude about Philadelphia, you know, and Curtis and Juilliard, but it's really wonderful to hear that all these New York artists are coming to Philadelphia, which is really marvelous, and it's certainly not a come down. It's actually a wonderful place to be. So once again, Alex, you are a pianist,
right.
And you are a solo pianist. the work for pianists, I separate that because Juliette, even though you are an artistic a personality and you are a soloist, you are could always play in an orchestra if you had to. Whereas with piano, it's a very, very different thing. It is a solo instrument. There's some orchestral piano, but obviously that's not what one aspires to. So how would you speak about what's happening with your career?
Well, I have to say that since I came to Astral, it has really been an incredible help in developing my career and managing it. And I'm nothing but very hopeful and very positive about the way things are going.
So you made the right choice.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Being a musician as a profession.
In fact, it was really a blessing for me to find Astral and everyone on the Astral staff. Because it has been really, really a turning point in my life in many ways.
And yes. I just quickly want to say that are you interested in playing other than classical music?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I grew up actually playing a little jazz in Germany, making little pocket money on the weekends in restaurants. And
Did you learn that on your own?
Oh, no. My dad used to play jazz when he was young. He's a clarinet player. My mom is a pianist. My brother is a flute. So all kinds of
we have your own ensemble there, actually.
Yeah.
So, but jazz is very, very important in Europe. I know it's become and very much. I don't want to say a crossover thing, but a lot of classical musicians are very, very interested in jazz. Have you done anything here, or is it strictly classical?
Well, when I came to New York, there were so many amazing jazz musicians. In Germany, I actually was pretty good, and people held me for being someone really good in jazz. But in New York, people were laughing at me, jazz musicians.
You've got a complex
so
in New York.
So I sort of, you know, held it back since then.
Well, Philadelphia is not so bad either for jazz musicians.
Oh, it's amazing.
So. And the reason I'm speaking so much about this is that on the program today, we have both artists playing some Astor Piazzolla, which I just adore, as anyone who listens knows. And so, I mean, he was a jazz musician, actually, basically. And, of course, it's very interesting to hear your arrangement of his great works. Mm-hmm. With Giulietta, she plays a solo piece of Piazzolla's, which is a tango etude. Isn't that right?
Tango etude number 3.
And it's very difficult, isn't it? I mean, you don't have accompaniment with that. You don't have the beat going on. It's a very odd.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also the sound that you use. It's a kind of a woody kind of thing, isn't it? It's a little bit different in terms of the...
I feel like whenever I play Piazzolla, I try to mimic the bandoneon as much as I can. But I just think it's just spirited, lively music, and I think it requires a bit grittier sound.
That's a good word. That's exactly what I was talking about. Just heard a solo rendition of Astor Piazzolla's Tango Etude No. 3 performed by our guest today, flutist Giulietta Currington. You also, of course, come from a very prestigious family, and in your own right, you're carving your own career. It's the Currington family. Your mother is Evelyn Simpson Currington,
yes,
a composer and, of course, a great performer and you have something to aspire to. But, you know, you play the poem of Griffiths on the program. To me, I hear poor wayfaring stranger in the beginning. I mean, was he, Griffiths, impressed with American folk or spiritual music? I mean, somehow it really sounds that way to me.
I wouldn't be surprised. It is evocative of a spiritual. I mean, the melody is so very clear and it comes back and forth throughout the piece. I wouldn't be surprised. He's an American composer. And wrote it for the famed French flutist named George Barrère.
Exactly. Sure, of course.
So I would not be surprised if he was not heavily influenced by that style.
Well, it was the impressionistic time, and of course, France was into that whole thing.
Absolutely.
So you are currently just playing solo, or are you playing with an ensemble?
I play with many different ensembles, but I'm always grateful to Vera and to Astral because I feel like my solo career has just really been so it's just been so amazing for me over the last 3 years I've been with them. Just the opportunities to perform solo so often, it's just really a blessing, as Alan said, as Alex said, sorry.
But call me Alan.
Alan.
That's his other identity.
It's his middle name. I do play and also with Ensemble ACJW, which is an ensemble, which is the, we used to be the ensemble in residence at Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. It was a collaboration of Juilliard and Carnegie Hall. So I play with them very often. But the majority of my work is done with Astral, and I'm grateful for that.
And that is wonderful. And
I want to mention that we have an upcoming concert on February 16th, where Giulietta is featured in her mother's work. And it's a whole program with three commissions of African-American composers, and her mother is one of them.
One of them.
And Giulietta is going to be participating in that concert. That's February 16th at Holy Trinity Church at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So that is an important concert.
Another question, not really a question, but certainly an aspect of playing, Alex, you were playing the Ibert, the opening work. It's a killer for piano as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really for piano. It's an orchestral work. So when you try to put 90 instruments into two hands,
condense everything.
It does
now,
turn
who,
out
who
to be killer.
Who did the piano transcription? That was done.
That was done by
the composer,
right?
Yeah, was her both? Both of the arrangement and the original concerto by Ibert.
Yes, well, that really is a marvelous work.
Yeah,
and again, we were just enjoying just listening to you play in our studios. A delight to have you both with us. What is upcoming other than Astral? Do you have anything else that we should be looking forward to, Giulietta?
Well, you said other than Astral, but I also want to mention that I'll be in a concert called The Rising Stars of Astral on May 1st at the Kimmel Center. With the Temple University Orchestra. So I'm really excited about that. I'll be making my concerto debut in Philadelphia and playing the Mercadante E minor.
Yes.
There's a couple of other performances that you have coming up, Giulietta. She has a solo recital at the Community Music School in Trapp, Pennsylvania.
Near
Collegeville. And then
on January 12th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then on the 24th of November, she makes her Philadelphia Chamber Music Society debut as a winner of the Musical Fund Society Career Advancement Award. So it's all Philadelphia and sort of astral-centric, but, you know, branching out into other series.
Obviously, it's that's the way it goes. When I was asking about the opportunities for playing, now, for instance, Alex, for you, it's strictly solo or accompaniment, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, or orchestral or chamber music, yeah.
Well, chamber music, yes, of course. Have you any plans for that?
Well, I'm not really in Philadelphia next couple months. I think I'll be back here at the end of January playing at one of the programs with Philadelphia Orchestra. The program is called Beyond This Score, I think. But other than that...
Well, you have the West Virginia series.
Right. That will be...
From February 28th to March 3rd or 4th, there's four performances with the West Virginia Symphony. And so that's Mozart's Piano Concerto number 21. So, you know, lots of things come up as a result of Astral promoting its artists and booking them in non-Astral venues. And so...
Well, no, but you are available for other performances through other venues, is that right?
Yeah.
As a soloist, both of you, or as even as part of an orchestral performance. But I am astounded at Vera's memory. I mean, she sits there and knows your schedules better than you do. So.
Well, the Long Beach Symphony has engaged Alex as well. And that's... actually, the date isn't really firmed up there. But so, you know...
Alex, do you have any preference in terms of repertoire?
That is a very good question.
And you have no answer for it.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I do enjoy playing all kinds of, you know,
any Rachmaninoff
styles.
On the scene?
Right, yeah, I'm doing all five Rachmaninoff concerti. And
really? This is a wonderful organization, Astral, and they have wonderful, wonderful, talented people. And it's not just, oh, we're going to launch these nice young people here. It's a real, real, the real McCoy, as we used to say. And there's not much of that going on anymore. Years ago, you needed this impresario and so on and so forth. Very, very difficult for musicians, not only soloists, but definitely orchestral musicians to be launched. But we are so thrilled to have both, all three of you actually here today in the studio performing and speaking with us on Crossover. And please keep us posted.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jill, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you. Music now once again by Astor Piazzolla, this time a piano work performed by Alexander Matuskin, our guest today. He'll be doing his own rendition of two very famous Piazzolla pieces, Adios Nonino and Liber Tango. Just heard Alexander Matuskin, pianist, with his transcription of two works by Astor Piazzolla, Adios Nonino and Liber Tango. Our guests today have been flutist Giulietta Currington and pianist Alexander Matuskin. Flutist Giulietta Currington is a Juilliard graduate and the winner of the prestigious Musical Fund Society of Philadelphia Career Advancement Award. Numerous competitions and solo performances with notable orchestras in the United States, and a fellow of the Academy, a program of Carnegie Hall, the Juilliard School, and the Weill Music Institute. She also holds a master's degree from the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, England. Pianist Alexander Matuskin claimed top prizes in the Nuremberg, Cleveland, and Montreal Arthur Rubinstein International Competitions and holds a master's degree from the Manhattan School of Music, along with the 2012 Distinguished Alumnus Award. We've also spoken with Vera Wilson, founder and president of Astral Artists, a nonprofit organization that plays a vital role in the discovery and development of gifted classical musicians who are celebrating their 20th anniversary. You're listening to Crossover. We'd like to wish all who are celebrating Hanukkah a very, very happy holiday. And with that in mind, here is a work entitled Rhapsody for Hanukkah by Stephen Bulla, performed by the Rochester Pops, conducted by Jeff Tysik. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.